process of devotional service, as it is recommended in the Nectar of Devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of life to the spiritual status, wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designations. The senses can then become uncontaminated, being constantly in touch with bhakti rasa. When the purified senses are employed in the service of the Lord, one becomes situated in bhakti rasa life, and any action performed for the satisfaction of Krishna in this transcendental bhakti rasa stage of life can be relished perpetually.
So, bhakti rasa amrita sindhu Srila Rupa Goswami is giving us the process how to elevate oneself from this material platform to the spiritual platform. That is devotional service. Devotional life means purifying the present conditional life, contaminated life, life under the influence of the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, raja-guna, tamo-guna. So, if we become unaffected by these three gunas, just like it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Trayunna Vishaya Veda Nistrayunna Bhavat. One has to become above the three gunas, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. In the material existence, the Satagun is considered to be first class, and the Rajagun is considered to be second class, and the Tamagun is considered to be third class. But even if we remain in the Satagun, that is also not transcendental platform. Satagun means Brahminical qualification. Satta, sama, dhamma, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. These are the symptoms of Satagun. But Rajagun, Teja Ishara Bhava Juddhe Cha Palayanam, just like Kshatriyas, they are very powerful, they want to control, they are not afraid of fighting. These are Kshatriya qualifications. Rajagun, creative power, they want to expand their kingdom, ruling over the people, taxing the people. These are the qualifications of the Rajagun. And Tamagun means Shudra, ignorance and lazy. That is Tam. These are the symptoms. They have no activity. They cannot become independent because they are very lazy. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they have their independent life. But the Shudras, they are dependent. Therefore, Shudra, just like a dog, if he has no master, it is street dog. It is nowhere. It must be chained by a very big master. That is his life. And he very voluntarily agrees. Come here, yes. So, paricharyatmakam karjam shudra karma sabhavajam. Paricharya, to satisfy the master. So, this bhakti process is also the same. Sometimes we are criticized, slave mentality. Yes, we want voluntarily to become slave of Krishna. We are, at the present moment, We are slave of the senses. Kaam, krodh, lo, moho, matsalya. Kamadi. Kamadi means kama, desire, to enjoy. And if our enjoyment, if our desire is not fulfilled, then we become krodhi, angry, lovi, moho, matsalya. The material existence means we are servant of so many sense gratificatory processes. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. We are now engaged to act sinfully. Any kind of sinful activity we can accept. Why? Jat indriya pritaye aprinoti. Simply for sense gratification. That's all. We are prepared to take any risk only for sense gratification. But we do not know that we are taking great risk. Great risk because there is another life. After death, there is life. The modern people, they do not understand it. Therefore, Shastra says, na sadhu manne, these kind of activities are not very good. Na sadhu, this is not honest. This is not good. Jato atmanayam asannapi klesa daso deha. We have got this body. That is klesa da. It's like we are feeling warm. Therefore, we want this fan. Because on account of this body, we are feeling warm or sometimes chilly. So, if I feel chilly, then I have to stop this fan. I have to cover this body. So, all our pains and pleasure are due to these material bodies. That we do not understand. Shastra says, asannapi, although this body is temporary, but it is klesa. It is full of miserable condition. Adhyatik, adhibhoti, adhikvaivik. So, for our past karma, we have created this body and we are suffering. Therefore, our mission should be not to create another body and face all sufferings in this body and do not create another material body. That is actually our duty. But we have no education, we have no information. Our leaders are blind, foolish. They are leading us to misuse this valuable life of human form. This is our position. They are misleading us. Jashyatma buddhi kunopiti dhatuke. They are impressing in us that you are this body. You are born in this country. So your country, your nation is worshipable. Why you are after Krishna? This is all bogus. This is our position. Don't be after Krishna. Just try to satisfy the senses of your body to the best capacity. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy life. And next life or next life, that don't care. The atheist philosopher Charvak Muni says, Bhashibhutasya dehasya kuto punaragamano bhave. Don't care for next life. This is going on now, atheism. big professors, education is there also in this opinion. I have traveled all over the world. One Russian professor said, Swamiji, after this life there is no, everything is finished. But that's not the fact. That is the defect of modern education. There is life. There is life. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of life? we should consider that. So, bhakti means to go back to home, back to Godhead. That is bhakti. Bhaktyanam avijanati janana jasyami tattva. To understand Krishna in truth, that is bhakti. Or by bhakti, by devotional service, you can understand Krishna. Krishna cannot be understood by karma, jnana, yoga. Partially they can understand, but not fully. Karma, jnana, therefore, Krishna especially mentions bhaktyamam abhijanati. Na karmana, na jnanena, na yogena. Nahang basami vaikunthi yoginam hridayeshu. Yoga process or jnana process can elevate. Of course we become, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that out of millions of karmis, one jnani is first class. Because he understands things as they are, that I am not this body, I am Brahma, I am Brahmasmi. Therefore, he is better than millions of karmis who are simply working like ass and dogs. They do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. They do not know what is the next life, what is the aim of life. They do not know. They are simply working for sense gratification. Nunam pravatta kurute vikarma. And doing all kinds of sinful activities. Jad indriya prita. The only aim is how to satisfy senses. That is karma. So, out of such millions of fools who are working hard, they have been described just like asses. The asses work very hard, not for the dhovi, for the washerman, not for himself. He does not work for himself. Therefore the karmis are called asses, mura. The ass is satisfied with a morsel of grass and working very hard for the washerman. This is asses quality. The shastras, they have selected some animals. Savai vidvaraha ustakharai samstuta purusha pashu. Generally, population, general population, they are just like dogs. So, vidvaraha, the stool-eater, hog, savir varaha ustra, camel, and khara, an ass. They have been selected. Just like, why they are compared with the dog? Because the dog is searching after a master. Without master he cannot live. So those who cannot live independently, they are just like dogs. That's why there are so many things, explanation. Birbaraha. Birbaraha means no distinction of eating, anything, any damn thing, any nonsense thing, up to stool they can eat. They are called birbaraha. And ustra means that he is eating his own blood, thorny twigs. The ustra, you know, the khara, the camel, in the desert, there is only thorny twigs. Because there are ustras, there is no other animal. And there are some dead trees also for the human being. Krishna has provided everything. Hiko bahunam vidudati kama. Even in the desert, Krishna has provided food. So these ustras, this camel, they like to eat these twigs, thorny twigs. And as soon as they chew the thorny twig, blood oozes out from the tongue and it is mixed and it makes a nice taste. So he is thinking that twigs are very nice, these thorns are very nice. Similarly, this material existence, it is simply thorny life. Padanga padanga jada vipadam. A every step, here is our friend, Mr. Chakravarti. He was going to business, and immediately there was accident. The whole thing became turned into something else. Padam padam jadvi padam. We do not understand. Every stage there is danger. This material life is so dangerous. Padam padam jadvi padam natesam. Natesam, who are they? Who do not face this padam padam vipadam? Samasito ji padapallavam plavam mahapadam punna jaso murare. Punna jaso murare mahapadam. One who has taken shelter. Bhavam mudi vatsa padam parama padam 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 jad vipadangana tirisham. So the bhakti, bhakti cult, everyone should take. Because that is natural. Natural. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti is not unnatural. Other things are natural. That is the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Swaru Khoi Nitya Krishna Das. Eternally you are servant of Krishna. But we have accepted the service of Maya instead of Krishna. And we are thinking we are independent. We are being kicked out every moment by Maya, and still I am thinking I am God. I am independent. This is called illusion. He is being slapped always. He is being kicked by Maya. Still he is thinking that he is independent, he is God, he is big, he is minister, he is something, something, something. This is called Maya. Janasya mohoyam ahamameti. This is called moha. So bhakti means to become free from this moha illusion. That is bhakti. So dharma artha kam moksha. People are after these four things. Dharma. Dharma. Generally they try to become religious for some material gain. Artha. Material gain. And why artha is required? Because karma. To fulfill our desires, our lusty desires, we require money. Dharma, artha, karma. And when we are frustrated in enjoying this material world, then we try to become moksha, merge into the existence of Brahma, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. When you are frustrated, so that kind of moksha, of course it is nice, but bhakti is beyond moksha. Moksha means Brahma Bhuta, to understand that I am Brahma, that is moksha, that is mukti. I am not this matter, I am not this body. That is called moksha. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na suchati na kankati samas sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. After being liberated from this material contamination, that aham brahmasmi, I am not this matter, I am Brahma. That is called Brahma-bhuta stage. In the Brahma-bhuta stage, one is joyful, prasanna-atma. That is the symptoms of Brahma-bhuta. Prasanna-atma. Na sochati na kankhati. Because he has nothing to do with material world. Therefore, sometimes it is said it is mithya. Because I have nothing to do. It may be a very important thing. But unless you realize Krishna, mad bhakti lavate para, by devotional service, even by lifting yourself to that stage, transcendent stage of Brahma realization, there is chance of falling down. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavat. Arujya krichena parama padam tata patanti adha anadita jusmat angraya. Because they could not search out the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, they have to come down again to this material existence, which they left as mithya. But that, because there is no shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, this Brahma-bhuta stays also not secure, one has to fall down. We have seen many big sannyasis, very learned scholars, sannyasis, they take part in politics, sociology, because they could not catch up real Brahma. Therefore they come again to this material existence. So Siddhartha Swami, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he says in connection with the second verse, first chapter, first canto, Dharma Projita Koitavatra Paramaninmasaranam Satang Vastava Bostu Vidamatra. Siddhartha Swami says, Atra Mokkhavisandhirapi Nirastam. To desire for moksha is also not ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is to accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mahanga prabhadat. Actually, who is jnanavan, he will take shelter of Krishna. If not in this life, he will have to come to this status. Therefore, nirvishesh badi, impersonalist, Krishna says, klesha odhikatarastesam abhaktya saktachitas. Bhakta. Krishna is bhakta. But one who is not after this bhakta, he is after impersonal Brahma. Their labor is still more harder than the bhaktas. So, the bhakti marga means directly giving you the ultimate goal of life. Vishnu. Nati vidush hartha gatin hi Vishnu. People do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life is to go back to home, back to garden. That is the aim of life. But they have no information. Where is God? Who is God? Who is Vishnu? No information. Arujya krichena param padam tata. So without understanding Vishnu, without understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all other attempts, they are not successful. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jannir bindyakha vimukta manina. Without understanding Krishna, if one is thinking that I have become liberated, that is vimukta manina. He is thinking like that. Actually, he is under the clutches of Maya. He is thinking that. Why? Avishuddha buddhaya. Because his intelligence is not yet clear. Still it is contaminated by Maya. Therefore, arujya krichena parang padang tataha patanti yada anadita jismadangraya. Arujya krichena, they take too much hardship for rising to the Brahma platform, nirvishesh Brahma platform, kritcha sadhana. Their austerities, penances are very severe. Taking shelter underneath it, as Shankaracharya exhibited himself. He was living underneath a tree, thrice, four times taking bath. Very kathin vairagya. Arujya krichena. But if they do not approach Krishna, then there is chance of falling down. again into this material, because we are living entities. We want variety. As I've explained several times, just like if you go in the sky is very brilliant, all shining, but still he'll not like it. He'll come down. He want to come down again. Because you want variety. So if you go very high in the sky, if you actually enter into some planet where there is varieties of life, then you become satisfied. Otherwise, if you remain only in the sky, nirvishesh, nirakar, then you will hanker after where is vishesh, where is varieties, where is variety. This is natural. Therefore, Shastra says, arujya kritchena parang, you can go very high with your aeroplane. But if you don't get any shelter in the sky, then you'll have to come back, as they are doing. They're trying to go to the moon planet, not in the sky. The sky, you can remain in the sky, where you are coming back. No, that is not very pleasing. That is not very pleasing. So, bhakti marga means that bhaktamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattata. You can understand Krishna as he is. As he is means he is not a human being like you or me. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sachidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakaranaka. That is understanding of Krishna. If we understand Krishna as ordinary human being, abhijananti mag mudha manasim tanvasitam, then we don't understand Krishna. We understand Krishna's maya, not Krishna. Naham sarvasya prakasa jubha maya samabhi. Krishna cannot be understood because he is covered by jogama. He can be understood only by the devotees. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilopaya. Jang shyama sundaram achinta gunasvarup govindamadi purusam tamangvaja. So, the bhakti marga means we want real life, eternal life, and varieties of anandamaya vyasa. Ananda cannot, variety is the mother of enjoyment. Without variety, you cannot feel enjoyment. That is not possible. Suppose if I simply give you a lump of flour, will you enjoy? At the same flour, you make kachori, sangara, luchi, puri, and this, and you will enjoy. The ingredient is the same, but when it is variety, it is enjoyment. Similarly, spiritual varieties, the impersonalists, they being fed up with these material varieties, they want to make it zero. But that will not help us. In zero, we cannot be happy. Because we are, by nature, we want to enjoy. Enjoy means there must be variety. The same flower, but you pick up some different varieties of flower and keep it. You'll enjoy. It is very nice. Therefore, Krishna has given so many varieties. So the varieties of life. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi. Ananda chinmaya. These varieties, this is material variety. We cannot enjoy here. But there is spiritual variety. That is ananda chinmaya rasa pratibha stavi jayeva nija rupa tayakalabhi. Just like Krishna himself is expanding himself as gopis, as cowherds, boys, as calves and cows and trees in Vrindavan. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi. They are all ananda chinmaya rasa, expansion of Krishna's pleasure potential. Radha Krishna Pranay Vrikiti Alladini Shakti Rasma. So, we want liberation. but not liberation in the impersonal existence. That is not very safe. We must enter into the spiritual varieties of life. That is Krishna Loka. That is Vaikuntha Loka, especially Krishna Loka. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. He is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is not like us. He is Satchidananda Vigraha, but he has got form. So Brahma realization means partial understanding of the short portion of Satchidananda. Paramatma realization means realization of the chit potency. But ananda realization means to become associated with Krishna. There is ananda, varieties, raskika. Krishna is playing with the cowherd's voice, Krishna is dancing with the gopis. Krishna is enjoying the association of his mother, his father, his friend. Ittham brahma sukhanubhutya dasangatanam paradayate. The Krishna is the origin of Brahma, effulgence. Those who are trying for Brahma Sukh, here is the point. Sukadeva Goswami, ittham brahma sukhanubhutya, the origin. Brahma na hanga pratistha. Impersonal Brahma is situated on me. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. So we get information. So we have to realize this. What is Krishna? That manushanam sahasesu kaschit jatati siddhaya. Jatatam api siddhanam kaschit bhitti mahantat. To understand Krishna is not very easy thing. Manushanam sahasesu. Out of many, many millions who are trying to become successful in the mission of life. Manushanam sakaschit jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya. Siddhaya means to become siddha, means to become brahma-bhuta, to understand that I am not this material body. I am brahmas. That is siddhi. And jatatam api siddhanam kaschit bhittimantata. Out of many siddhas who have realized Paramatma or Brahma, out of many such millions of people, one can understand Krishna. Krishna is so difficult subject matter. But he is so kind also that he is giving us instruction personally in the form of Bhagavad Gita, what he is. He says, Matna Paratara Nanna Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya. My dear Arjuna, don't labor hard simply that there is something beyond me. Sometimes they say that there is still more beyond Krishna. But Krishna says, no, there is nothing beyond. Matna Paratara Nanna Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya. Sutre Ganayiva, everything is resting on me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. The Vedanta says, Janmadasya Jatha. Janma, Sthiti, law, where it is staying, where it is being conducted, that is Brahma. The Krishna answers this question, that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. He is the Supreme Brahma. Therefore, Arjuna accepted him. Param Brahma, Param Dham. We are Brahmas, but we are not Param Brahma. Param Brahma is Krishna. We are Atma, but we are not Paramatma. Paramatma is Krishna. So, in this way, Manushanam Sahasya Sukhaschit Jatati Siddhaya Jatatam Api Siddhyana Kaschit Vetimam. See, in this way, we have to understand Krishna. Evaṁ parampara prātam imaṁ rājaśayavidhu. We have to understand Krishna through the parampara disciplic succession, not by our ABCD knowledge. That is not possible. One has to accept the discipling succession line. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. That guru, guru means Krishna's representative. Krishna's Shakshadharitena samastha shastrai ruktasthathabhavatayivasati. Shakshadharitena, because guru is representative of Krishna. Therefore, he should be respected as good as Krishna. Kintu pravorja priya evadas. But because a guru is respected as Krishna, the guru does not think that he has become Krishna. No, that is foolishness. He is the most confidential servant of Krishna. Therefore, just like most confidential secretary, he acts as the master. His signature, his settlement will be accepted by the master. Similarly, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad, jasya prasadat nagati kuto. We have to select the right representative of Krishna and accept him as guru. And if I please him, then Krishna will be pleased. There is no need of somebody, they say, that Krishna is not present, how shall I please him? No. Krishna's representative is present. You please him. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Jasya devi parabhakti. Jatha devi tatha guru. This is the process. Jatha devi tatha guru. Tasya ite kutita jatha prakasan. This is the process. Adu gurbhasram, that is Goswami. Rupa Goswami giving is in the Bhakti Rasamrita. Adu gurbhasram. If you are actually interested to understand Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, the first business is adu gurbhasram. You take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master who is representative of Krishna. And how we can understand the representative of Krishna? That is not very difficult. Because what Krishna says, if the representative says the same thing, then he is representative. It is not very difficult. Krishna says, sarva-dhanmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. If his representative says that he surrender to Krishna, he is representative. He does not become himself Krishna. Then he is bogus. A faithful servant will never say that I am the master, I am servant. Although he is as good as the master. Similarly, a guru is sakshadharitena samastha shastri yuktastatha bhavata evas kintu prabhurja priya evatas. He is the most confidential, dear servant of Krishna. That is good. That's all. He does not know anything about Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presenting himself. Gopi bhaktu padakamalu dasa dasa dasanu dasa. A guru is always the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. He does not represent himself direct servant. How it can be direct servant? But if you are in the discipling succession of the servitude, servant of the servant of the servant, even parampara praptam, then you become representative. And there is no difference between the original guru, Krishna, and the latest guru, Krishna. Because the aim is the same. Krishna personally says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. And his representative of Krishna, he will say the same thing. You surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji maga namaskuru. The guru will say, yes, you become always Krishna conscious. Manmana. Krishna says, manmana. The guru says, you become Krishna conscious. The same thing. There is no difference. You become devotee of Krishna. You always think of Krishna. You always chant of Krishna. You always speak of Krishna. You do not know anything but Krishna. Simply, this life is equal. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people to become Krishna. Krishna conscious means, Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji manga namaskuru. The four things. You just become always thinking of Krishna. You just become a devotee of Krishna. You just offer your obeisances unto Krishna and you just worship Krishna and accept Krishna giving up any other engagement. Because real dharma is to surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, why Krishna says, sarva dharma paritaj? Why he says, give up all other so-called dharmas? They are not dharmas. And the Bhagavad says, dharma prajita koitavat. The cheating type of dharma is kicked out from this Bhagavatam. Cheating type. Real dharma, what is the real dharma? Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. What Bhagavan says, sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam cha. This is real dharma. So we request everyone. It is very scientific. It is authorized. We are not talking nonsense. Authorized. We are taking the version of Krishna. We are taking the version of the Vedic conclusion. Veda ishta sarvai aham eva veda. Veda, study of Veda means to understand Krishna. One who does not understand Krishna, he is simply wasting his time. Dharma sanasthita pungsa vishakshena kathasuja nutpadaya dhrati jadi samaye vahike. You can execute your dharma, your occupational duty very nicely. That's all right. But if you do not develop Krishna consciousness, you are simply wasting your time and working hard for nothing. This is the part. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very genuine and it is very easy, especially in this age. That is also authorized statement of Sukadeva Goswami. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param bhajet. He has described, because in this age is called Kali Yuga, there are so many impediments. People are fallen, manda samanda matayu manda bhagga jupadrita, they are disturbed, so many botheration. It is very difficult to realize Krishna consciousness. But there is very shortcut way recommended. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param bhajet. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You become uncontaminated of this material contamination and thus being free from material contamination, you become eligible to go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.